Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tegan and Tyson with your ADM Zedlines. In local news, Deputy Premier Stephen Miles' office has released four options for the $2.7 billion Gabba redevelopment that was presented to the government. The current renovation beat out two other cheaper redevelopment options, which would not have offered best value for money, according to Mr. Miles. Education Minister Grace Grace has also confirmed that East Brisbane State School will be moved to the grounds of Coorparoo Secondary College due to redevelopment works at the Gabba.
Environment Minister Leanne Leonard says September 1st will mark the start of the new ban on plastic stems. The government has confirmed the expanded ban on single-use plastics for a five-year roadmap for ensuring businesses understand the difference between future and existing bans. The National Retail Association suggests retailers speak with their suppliers for alternatives. Businesses who have their concern on excess stock should contact NRA for discussion.
In national news, fire ants have been discovered just 5 kilometres from the New South Wales border, with experts concerned they will spread further south. Concerns have been raised that if they spread to grain-growing areas in western New South Wales and Queensland, they are likely to spread faster on trucks and machinery that travel long distances during grain harvest. The Invasive Species Council has estimated that the impact of fire ants could have a combined damage surpassing that of feral cats, wild dogs, foxes, rabbits, and cane toads.
Kangaroo numbers have increased in New South Wales, and now, in drought season, farmers worry their crops are roo food. An annual survey by the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries has found the roo population has risen by almost 1 million in 1 year. For farmers who have spent the last 5 years battling drought, mice and floods, the lack of grass means the roos are munching on their wheat and barley.
In international news, US officials have confirmed the arrest of two Navy sailors on charges of handling over sensitive national security material to China. Both men were charged with bribe-taking in the order of thousands of dollars in exchange for sensitive information. Information disclosed included plans for military exercises in the Indo-Pacific, blueprints of radar systems in Okinawa, security details for US naval facilities, and information on American warships.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.